So just to start straight out, we're going to introduce the next speaker, or the first speaker of this session, Sun-Woo Chung.
Good morning. Today, I'd like to talk about transcriptional changes of anthocyanin metabolism during fruit ripening in high bush blueberry. This is blueberry, as you know. Blueberry family is Ericaceae, and genus is Vaccinium. There are various species. Two species are commonly cultivated and well-known. One is Angustifolium, that is low bush blueberry. Another is Corymbosum, that is high bush blueberry. Blueberry is so famous and popular crop around the world because they have high anthocyanin contents that is good for health, like high antioxidant capacity or anti-cancer. So their growing areas are increasing, especially Asia and North America. Anthocyanin has some roles in plant. It is a pigment that has color like blue, purple, or red, yellow. So it can recruit pollinators and seed dispersers, like bees or birds. Also, it can protect the plant from UV damage or abnormal conditions like drought, cold, or other environmental stresses. So anthocyanin is essential in plant. Anthocyanin consists of anthocyanidin and sugar. There are six main anthocyanidins in fruits: pelargonidin, cyanidin, delphinidin, pionidin, patchinidin, and mambidin in fruits. Some anthocyanidins are methylated. Cyanidin is methylated to pionidin, and delphinidin is methylated to patchinidin and mambidin. And various sugar are attached to ring C, and plants can make various anthocyanins. Anthocyanin is one of flavonoids, and so anthocyanin is synthesized through this flavonoid pathway. Red section is directly involved in anthocyanin biosynthesis. DEFR is the first enzyme committed to anthocyanin biosynthesis. ANS made anthocyanin that is converted to anthocyanin by UFGT. As I mentioned, some anthocyanins are methylated. Lots of and various anthocyanins were discovered in blueberry fruit because many researchers focused on which anthocyanins exist or how much anthocyanin content were. But blueberry research about anthocyanin biosynthesis is so limited because there are few genetic information about blueberry or blueberry fruit. And even blueberry genome sequencing is not finished yet. We need more genetic information. So in this study, we analyzed transcriptome data for identifying anthocyanin biosynthesis genes and profiled anthocyanins to investigate anthocyanin metabolism. First of all, we identified genes involved in anthocyanin biosynthesis during fruit ripening. And then we determined total anthocyanin and anthocyanin agglycone contents. And then we investigate which anthocyanins exist in blueberry fruit. And then we examine how anthocyanin biosynthesis genes affect accumulation on anthocyanins and its patterns. Ultimately, we would broaden the understanding of molecular biology of fruit ripening. We used the blue crop cultivar for this experiment. This is a Vaccinium corymbosum and northern high bush blueberry. Anthocyanin is usually expressed during fruit ripening, and so we divided fruits into three stages: mature green, frieze, and dark blue, that is fruit ripened fruits. RNA-seq was performed to get transcriptome data for identifying genes involved in anthocyanin synthesis. We made three libraries at stages with three biological replicates. These libraries are sequenced and assembled with Trinity. And then genes were annotated with BLAST-X that is commonly used. And then we got various transcriptome data. But of these genes, of this data, we used gene ontology and differentially expressed genes involved with the anthocyanin biosynthesis. Next, we determined anthocyanins. We quantified total anthocyanin and anthocyanin A glucan content. They are useful method when we didn't have lots of anthocyanin standards. And then we identified anthocyanin with HPLC MassMass. This is summary about transcript analysis. After RNA sequencing, we got 23 billion reads and their lengths about 100 base pairs. And then we, after assembly, we got 30,000 quantities and their length is 1,000 base pairs. Quantity size and length is so enough to get trustful gene data. This is GO. We got 18,000 sequences that are categorized in three main groups and 38 functional groups. And 1,700 are upregulated and 500 genes are downregulated. As you see, cell product and organelle binding and catalytic activity, cellular process and metabolic process is dominant two groups. It's a common trend in fruits during ripening. And anthocyanin biosynthesis is included in metabolic process. We got and identified 33 anthocyanin genes and 8 types of anthocyanin biosynthesis genes. They are so redundant. This is common in fruit that have high anthocyanin content. DFR is the most abundant, followed by ANS, UFGT. We investigated DEG of anthocyanin biosynthesis genes. All genes were highly expressed. Some genes increased during full ripening. Gene expression correlated with anthocyanin content. After R2, this is brazen, total anthocyanin or anthocyanin aglycone content increased rapidly. At R1, major green, there was only cyanidin types anthocyanin. After porylation, various anthocyanin was synthesized. At R3, malvidine is dominant, followed by delphinidine, cyanidine, patrinidine, cyanidine, pionidine, and last patrinidine. We suggest the model using previous research in grapefruit. As you see, F3 prime, 5 prime Hs are highly expressed. In mint, dehydrocortisone is converted to dehydromyelocetin. There is precursor dipinidine, patrinidine, and malvidine. And then next, methyltransferase are redundant genes and highly expressed. And then there are lots of methylated anthocyanins. And this model are correlated to anthocyanin aglycone content, except patrinidine. Patrinidine content is so little, and I thought lots of patrinidine were methylated to malvidine type anthocyanin. We identified anthocyanins at full ripened fruits. There were 18 anthocyanin, including 5 dipinidine and 5 malvidines. And these anthocyanin occupied more than other anthocyanins, such as cyanidine, pionidine, and patronidine. It supports our model. We got and identified source region involved in anthocyanin biosynthesis, and these genes were highly expressed. When we checked the anthocyanin contents, diphenidine and malvidine type anthocyanin were accumulated more than other anthocyanins, because FO3 prime, 5 prime, and methyltransferase were highly expressed. And so we could find some parts of anthocyanin metabolism in blueberry fruit during ripening. Thank you. We didn't find the pelargonin type anthocyanins. We used diphenidine chloride and diphenidine 3-glucoside, but we could not find pelargonin types in blue crop cultivar.
They're not in blueberries.
Yeah, maybe.
Five.
Yes, five, yeah. And next question. I prepared. Our study is non-climb material for ripening, and today I present about anthocyanin biosynthesis, but our lab is about how non-climb material for ripen, and we got data about plant hormone like abscisic acid or gibberellin interacts in blueberry fruit for prime and secondary metabolism. And we study this relation recently. Yeah, we will use RNA-seq data for our study.